إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in سورة المائدة in one of the most comprehensive ayat of the Quran. The second ayat, in the second ayah, the second part of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and help one another عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, in piety and in fearing the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not help one another in sin and in rebelliousness, in aggression, in deliberately disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you know that it is disobedience but you still do it to please this one, that one or whatever. So Allah said very specifically, help one another in piety and in developing taqwa, and do not help one another. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا, it's a direct hukum of Allah, do not help one another in ismi wal udwan, in sin and in rebelliousness against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear His displeasure. إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, Allah said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe in punishment. I want to remind myself and you that we are ending or getting close to the ending of 2012. And as usual, you have seen all the billboards that have gone up in the city. And of course, I don't watch television, so I don't know what's coming on it, but I'm sure there are lots of advertisements for various creative ways of incurring the anger of Allah. Each one thinks of a better way. Each one thinks of a more creative way. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be angered in different ways? One simple way is not enough. It's not enough to simply go and sit in a club and, you know, have a few drinks and maybe have some music and a little bit of dancing. That's not enough. It was more and more ways, more and more creative ways, right? People are talking about, I don't want to sit here and describe and list all the things, but you know what I'm talking about. So more and more creative ways of incurring and inviting the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our heads. And there are lots of Muslim names also in those. Lots of Muslim names. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear the displeasure of Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. I want to remind myself and you that we have no control over what the world does. And I'm not asking you to go and pull down the billboard or to go and, do a protest march or something. All of those things actually should be done. Why must people not protest against sin? It's something to think about. Because sin invites the anger of Allah. And every religion in the world says the same thing. There is no religion in the world, irrespective of whether they worship Allah or not, which promotes sin. They don't promote sin. What they do may be considered sin according to our frame of reference. I'm not talking about that. But when they are doing it, they don't think it is sin. They are doing it considering it to be a good deed. No religion promotes sin. No religion says, this is a sin, but we should do it. Nobody does that. No one does that. So how come, despite that, all of society recognizes that what happens in the name of the turn of the year, the so-called New Year celebration or whatever, everyone recognizes that this is sin, but no one stops it. I'm not even asking you to stop it. I'm just saying you have no control over others, but you have control over yourself. So think about that. Think about that. Do not take yourself and put yourself in the middle of a group of people who are doing their best to invite the anger of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threatened us and warned us that his punishment is not only going to come, but his punishment is severe. Do not invite that onto yourselves. It is unbecoming. It is absolutely shameful for a Muslim to be a part of a group which exists for the purpose of inviting the displeasure of Allah. Call it by whatever name you want. Call it by whatever name you want. You know that the only one you are fooling is yourself. Nobody else. Nobody else. You're fooling yourself. If you think that you can be a member of a group, the four-letter word of which is club, C-L-U-B, also used for the blunt instrument that is used to knock you out, if it is placed on the top of your stupid head. Think about this. If you are a member of a club, which, go and read the bylaws, go and read the constitution, what is the purpose of establishment of this club? They will not say it was established to anger Allah, but they will say it was established for affiliation, it was established for fellowship. And what is affiliation and fellowship according to the constitution and the bylaws of that club? Is to have a bar, is to have a gambling room, a card room, is to have New Year Eve celebration and Christmas Eve celebration and this one and that one, which includes music and dancing and all sorts of lewdness and shamefulness. If I am exaggerating, if I am lying, tell me. You can't tell me, because you know that I have seen all of that and more, and I know all of this from inside just like you. So you can't deny this. Now, your name is in that list of members of this club. How are you going to deny this? Tell me. Think about it. Just sit quietly by yourself. Sit quietly by yourself. And imagine a scene that one day, yaqeenan, we will see. And that scene is that you will be standing before the throne of Allah. Imagine yourself in that situation now and say, I am standing before the throne of Allah. And I have this list of members of this or that club. And my name is in that. Along with the name of all kinds of, you know, alcoholics and sharabiyon ke aur juwariyon ke aur kababiyon ke naamon ke saath aapka bhi isme girami list mein likha hua hai. How are you going to explain this to Allah? Please tell me. Please tell me. I have absolutely nothing to lose if you remain where you are. And I have absolutely nothing to gain if you leave those dens of iniquity and those dens of vice that you are members of. I am not promoting my club. I am not saying leave that club and join my club. I have no club. I am saying this because of the danger that I see that you have placed yourself in. You have placed yourself deliberately. Nobody forced you. Nobody threatened you. Nobody did nothing. You paid a large amount of money as a deposit, as an entrance fee. You humiliated yourself by going and standing before a bunch of crooks who then approved of your membership. They decided that you were crooked enough to be part of their group, so they approved your membership. And now you are a member and you don't want to leave. And that whole list is a list of people whose purpose in life is to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, put yourself in that situation which you are going to see and which I am going to see, which is that we will stand before Allah. And then decide, how will you explain this membership to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I have mentioned this before and I am saying it again. Club membership is very different from everything else. When you are a member of a club, you are a shareholder in that body. Tacitly, you are a shareholder in every decision that is taken in that body. If that club decides to buy a bottle of liquor, you are a shareholder in that decision, whether you like it or not, because you are a shareholder in that company. It is like having shares of McDowell's, which is a liquor company. You can't, you cannot, once you have those shares, you are a shareholder of that company. You cannot say, well, you know, I don't sit on the board, so I don't take a decision. No. Whether you sit on the board or you lie down on the board makes no difference. You are a shareholder of that company. In a club, you are a shareholder of the club. A club member is a shareholder of the club. If the club is dissolved tomorrow and sold off, the assets will be divided among the members. Therefore, you are a partaker, you are a shareholder, you are a partner in all the decisions that the club takes. One of which is to try to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on New Year's Eve as much as possible, and you are a shareholder in that decision. Don't fool yourself. Do not fool yourself. Even if you do not go, and I won't even say don't go, because I don't think you are so shameless that you will actually go to that function. This is my husn zan about my brothers and sisters. If you are that shameless, then at least don't tell me about it. But even if you don't go, it still doesn't solve the problem. You are still a shareholder in what is going on over there, because it is being done in your name. It is being done in the name of the members of that club, and you are one of them. Don't fool yourself. Do not fool yourself. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I gave you the biggest and the most powerful dalil that a Muslim can give to another Muslim. Beyond this, I don't have. You don't want to accept this, it is between you and your Rabb. I gave you the dalil of the ayat of the Quran. There is nothing beyond this. If this does not convince you, then one day when Malakul Maut stands before you, you will be convinced, believe me. Except that then it will be too late. As simple as that. As simple as that. Do not fall into this trap. This is a very, very nasty trap. And again, think about this. That club membership is only a net outflow for you. It's a monthly bill, which incidentally pays for everything that the club does, including the barman, including the game card room man, including the liquor, including this, that, and the other. All of that, the expenses of the club come from where? From the subscription of the members. Do not fool yourself. There is no separate account to take care of the bar. It is your subscription which is paying for everything. When the parties are done, it is divided amongst all the members. The cost of the party is not debited only to the people who attend the party. So it's a net outflow, number one. Number two, what do you gain for that? Absolutely nothing. Every halal service that that club provides is available in a much better way elsewhere. The restaurant in the club is not half as decent as 100 other restaurants in the city. You want to take a friend out for dinner or lunch, there are plenty of options. The gym in the club is not half as decent and good as the many other gyms which exist. If you are so interested in bodybuilding, you can go to any of those gyms. And so on and so on. There is not a single service in that club which is not available to you without paying a monthly subscription and without incurring the anger of Allah. Every single thing is available to you as an alternative. Still, you insist on staying there. Decide how you are going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that day will come. Let me assure you with all the authority at my command that that day will come. And then you will have to answer, how come you did not obey this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes before our eyes are opened by Malakul Maut. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with his khashiyah, with his khawf, with his fear. Because the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not seem to come. So at least have the fear of Allah. Because if you actually had the muhabbat of Allah, you would not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But have the fear of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ الشَّدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. Allah will punish. And final point, let me assure you this. Those of you who are interested in doing the work of deen and da'wah and this and this and this, Allah will not accept you for his work until you clean up your act. Let me say this very, very clearly. Allah will not accept you. No matter what you talk, no matter what you say, no matter how much money you put behind it, Allah will not accept you for His work. He will not take that work from you until you clean up your act. And part of cleaning up that act is to resign these haram memberships. So do yourself a favor. Leave that stuff. Get serious about Jannah. Get serious about earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or at least do others a favor and resign from those dawah organizations that you want to be in, and be in that haram organization that you love so much. Your call. Today, sit down before the end of the day, write one of two resignation letters. Either write a resignation letter to the club or write a resignation letter to the dawah organization that you belong to. Do not sleep without writing one resignation letter. Either this or that. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. You are a source of nuhusat. And you are a source of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that dawah organization where you belong. Because of you, the work is not happening. Seriously, I'm telling you. Because you refuse to accept the hakam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So leave that place. Give them a break. Leave that place. Go away. Do whatever the haram you want to do. That's between you and your Rabb. Who cares? Or leave that haram. Leave that haram. Get serious about Jannah. Get serious about working for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do one of two. Do not sleep tonight without doing one of these two things. I remind myself and I remind you, let us fear the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not imagine that somehow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change for you and me personally. They will not. They will not. And when the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, also remember this, when the anger of Allah comes, nothing can stop it. Absolutely nothing can stop it. At that time, no amount of tawbah will help. At that time, nothing will help. When the anger of Allah comes, and we have seen the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming on the Muslims in this country itself. I hope our memories are not so short that we have forgotten how overnight the fortunes of people changed. And people who were big business owners were standing with a bowl in their hand on the street because overnight their lives changed. Overnight their lives changed. Their families were slaughtered. Their businesses were burnt. Don't think that this cannot happen to you and me. Do not imagine. We are not some, you know, khususi human beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish. Allah will punish. Allah warns and warns and warns. And if you do not heed the warning, Allah will punish. The punishment will come individually to people in the form of illnesses and sicknesses and accidents and loss. And the punishment can also come collectively on the heads of everybody because of the actions of what you are doing. I am not exaggerating. This is not my fatwa. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas liyuziqahum ba'da alladhi amilu la'allahum yarji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Rum that the fasad and the trials and tribulations in the world are because of the actions of people. And they are sent so that Allah will give you a taste. Liyuziqahum zaiqa tumko chakhaya jaye. So that Allah will give a taste of the punishment of this before a bigger punishment so that you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is invited by the actions of people. Let us not fall into that trap. Let us not invite that punishment. At an individual level, let us clean up our act. Get out of these haram institutions that you are a member of. And then at a collective level, let us try to advise our brothers and sisters. Let us try to tell them, and do not participate in these things. Do not go. Let them invite. Let them be offended. Think about offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your breath is stuck in your throat and you are struggling for your last breath, those friends are not going to come and help you. They cannot help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is what you need. Do not reject the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because a day will come when you will cry tears of blood for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not come. Because today you are rejecting it. Do not reject the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind you and myself that let us be very careful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not play these games. I have said this a million times. It doesn't seem to have any effect. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make me a hujjat against you on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.